I had a friend of mine I was leading worship with named Alan Morrell, and his wife Angela, she weighed 316 pounds. We had gone to a retreat up in Kentucky, and we were sitting across from each other at lunch one day, and God was already taking me on this journey, and I was so excited about everything he was teaching me about the body and the anatomy and fuel and all these things. So I'm sitting across from her, and I'm just spewing it all out, you know, la, la, la. And she said, normally, I would want to get underneath the table because I would be embarrassed. But she said, there was something about what you were saying that rang true with me because I was talking about God's design of the body. And so about 2 weeks later, Alan called me and said, hey, would you be interested in meeting with Angela? She would love to hear more about what you're doing. And I said, sure. You know, so we met on my back porch, November 20th, 2012. And we had a conversation just about here's kind of, you know, she had all these things that I've tried this and I've tried that. I mean, she tried so many different weight loss strategies that just did not hold. They didn't work. So I said, wait, let's simplify all this. Let's take it back to God's foundation. And let's not be overwhelmed with, you know, you weighing 316 pounds now. Let's look at taking it and boiling it down to one day at a time, making the next right decision based on God's truth and see how that works. Well, we did that, and I hadn't even yet been gone into the fitness industry. I was still in construction at that point, but God kind of put on my heart, if it worked for my old boss, if it worked for me, maybe it would work for somebody else. So we were going to apply this to her, and sure enough, she's lost 170-some-odd pounds. That's been over, you know, since 2012. But then after that is when the Lord took me from construction into fitness. We were able to open a facility called Fortified Fitness. That's where we are now. God put the word fortified on our hearts because it's the definition of fortified is adding strength to, like toothpaste is fortified. It adds strength to your teeth. But we are fortified because if we're Christ followers, we have the empowerment of Jesus living in us. And to have that strength, we can apply truth to our moments if we just boil it down to simple. And we're simple sheep, you know? God designed us to be simple sheep. And we don't have to figure it all out. We just have to understand that if we just do this today and we wake up and do it again tomorrow, there will be bankable results. And whether you're doing that under His foundation or not, there will be results one way or another. We either will gain weight and lose muscle, or we can choose to be like David was. David was in the field watching the sheep, but he was training. He was living life and training. He had no clue he was going to eventually come up against a giant. Every other soldier in Israel said no. But because David had a lifestyle where he was training with the Lord, he was able to go, no, I can do this because of Jesus. And it's the same way today. We can make the next right decision because of Jesus. And we can do that in our fitness. We can do that in our nutrition, our finances, whatever it is. That principle goes all the way across the board. And, you know, again, people feel like there's no hope. This is as good as they can do. But the Lord says, I've come that you can have life to the full. Now, there is a thief who tries to steal truth and tries to confuse us. But again, if we take a big, deep breath, go back to God's foundation, we can apply it and it just works.